This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's continue our conversation on design and inclusion. National Accessibility Week is right around the corner. It takes place between May 31st and June the 4th. Events will be held throughout the week, and organizations will be raising awareness about the work they do on the accessibility front. Marco Pasqua is an accessibility consultant, and he joins us this morning from Vancouver, BC. Hey, good morning, Marco.
Good morning, Dave. It's so good to be back.
Yes, that's it. First and foremost, people have been saying, where's Marco Pasqua? Where's Marco Pasqua? They've been missing you the last couple of months, but they've been missing you for a darn good reason. You recently welcomed a new member to the family. So how are you and everybody else in the Pasqua household doing?
We're doing fantastic. In fact, my wife and I, we welcomed our very first baby girl to the family, Stella Isabella Pasqua, which is actually kind of fitting because you remember one of the shows we did a tour of our nursery, our accessible nursery, and there's stars on the wall, and Stella means star in Italian. So we thought Stella Isabella Pasqua was a really great way to ring her into the family. And to be honest, it's been an amazing experience. So I can't wait to share with the audience and the group some of the things that we've learned about parenting and accessibility along the way.
Oh, love that, Marco. Well, again, a major congratulations to you and the family. Glad to hear everybody's doing well, but super happy to have you back in the fold. So let's turn to National Accessibility Week. What are some of the benefits of a week-long event like this? And I'm putting an event up in air quotes because it's obviously more than just a singular event.
Yeah, I think that the events like this are really great because they highlight how accessibility is more than just one dimensional. I think that accessibility impacts people in a wide variety of different ways. And National Accessibility Week is a great way to highlight how people across Canada and the world are really showcasing their abilities in unique and special ways. And it actually comes down to how the environment kind of works with us and works with our abilities to really make us shine in our community. And that's the awesome thing about Accessibility Week is that we have an opportunity to really show the world what we're capable of.
So there are many organizations who are going to be taking part in some way, shape, or form. Who are a few that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, two I want to mention today. As you know, I have a very long involvement with the Rick Hansen Foundation, and they let me know before today's show they have a lot planned for Accessibility Week. But one thing they wanted to highlight for sure is that they have a brand new RHF ambassador presentation that they've created to celebrate Accessibility Week. It's called Why It Matters. And this is approximately an hour long. It's a virtual presentation, and it shows groups and employees and youth how to remove barriers and create an inclusive world in the built environment and create difference makers. So that's really cool. And people can learn more about how that presentation can come to their organization by going to rickhansen.com/ambassadors and book a presentation across Canada today. And the second group I wanted to bring up was actually Easter Seals British Columbia. They've got on June 2nd, a Accessibility Week Stars recognition program that they're doing that celebrates organizations and individuals that are increasing diversity, equity, and accessibility. And I'm actually going to be moderating some conversations there. So from 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time till about 1:30 p.m., they've got that awards. And then the second half of that is actually going to be like a town hall where they're having a group of individuals come in, talk about what they're doing within their different sectors. And actually, we have Peter Burke, who's the VP of Marketing at AMI TV. Mm-hmm. He's actually going to be part of that panel of individuals who's representing the media category. So it's kind of cool that Easter Seals is doing this situation where people from different industries are able to talk about how accessibility impacts their industry and what they want to do moving forward. And people can learn more about that event by going to easterseals.bcy.ca/accessibilityweek. So that's national as well.
Love that. Yeah, a couple of great organizations. They're doing fantastic work and definitely worth folks taking some time to check those out when that week rolls around. Now, Marco, in doing some research for this, you actually came across a really incredibly innovative idea called Revolve Air. So give us the lowdown on this product and even more particularly the issue that it's trying to solve.
Yeah, so the Revolve Air is actually really interesting. It's a brand new type of wheelchair. You know, you've heard the saying, reinventing the wheel, and this inventor has actually done that. This is incredible. It's kind of the size of like a mini carry-on bag, and essentially what it does is that the wheels tuck inside of the frame. They're showing a video right now on AMI TV where the wheels are almost like an umbrella, where when you expand an umbrella, it kind of comes out in a circular form to kind of cover your head. Well, that's what the wheels do when they tuck inside. And it's actually kind of neat that this inventor said, well, can we get a solid set of wheels that are easy for someone to travel with? Many individuals who use a manual wheelchair have difficulties when it comes to travel, as, well, it's really challenging to kind of take your chair around. You've got to throw it into the bottom of the chair, into the airplane or to a train. Sometimes there's damage that occurs. So what this is solving is twofold. One, you're getting a light and durable wheelchair that you can carry on that fits into what the airport would consider their standard size carry-on luggage space. And secondly, you're getting the opportunity of this lightweight chair that is actually competitive as far as pricing is concerned, because wheelchairs are quite expensive. And so you won't have to have a cumbersome manual chair that you're bringing around with you and worrying about damaging. You could potentially have this as your travel wheelchair. He says, the inventor, Andrea Moselin, I hope I'm saying his name right. I connected with him. He's in Europe. He says it saves 60% of the standard size when it's tucked in to its compact format. And this is really interesting that he's doing this at this time.
Marco, going back to something I asked you about before, sort of the importance of something like National Accessibility Week, what does it say to you about how trying to solve an accessibility issue can catalyze such a different way of innovative thinking?
Yeah, I think that it's a really cool thing because people in the disability community have the advantage of saying that, you know, there's a lot of challenges that we go through that are unique to ourselves. And I think that innovative thinking is always about trying to solve a challenge or a problem that is faced in society. So, you know, inventors like Andrea creating this Revolve wheel, it just shows you he came from the car manufacturing industry. And he said, I'm actually seeing a challenge in the wheelchair market that I'm looking to solve. And so I think that it's really cool that we have inventors that are out there that are saying, you know, this solves one thing for a specific demographic, but the ripple effect that it creates in the future is actually going to create other people to encourage them to come forward and create products like this as well. And I didn't get to mention that Revolve's wheel website is revolve-wheel. Currently, Andrea is looking for partners right now for the project to bring the wheelchair to the market. The prototype I've seen is incredible, but we need people like Andrea and other inventors to have the support, to have the backing from across our country and around the world to make sure that these innovations continue to come to light.
Yeah, it really speaks to me about sometimes we're always hoping for a big sea change when it comes to accessibility. And certainly that's an aspiration and a goal we should be looking towards. But there's a lot of merit in terms of finding solutions in the meantime. And this is a great idea in the meantime, because as you say, Marco, a lot of wheelchair users have identified that the airport and travel has become one of the biggest frustrations they face. So yes, it would be great if they started designing airplanes to let people stay in their own chairs, especially yep. for someone like power wheelchair users. It would also be great mm-hmm. if airlines stopped losing wheelchairs, which we know is a huge complaint that goes moving forward. But like those issues can be separate at the same time, right? You can try to address an issue with a technology solution while still trying to solve the systemic issue as well. It doesn't need to be one battle at a time.
No, exactly. And, you know, I've had every issue you just mentioned, literally where I arrive in Calgary and my wheelchair somehow ended up in Montreal, you know, and now I have to wait for my chair. You know, in a situation like this with the Revolve Air, I could actually bring my wheelchair on the plane with me as a carry-on piece of luggage and have the peace of mind of knowing that it's there with me. And as the country starts to open back up again, people are thinking about travel, people are thinking about independence. I mean, what greater independence is there than taking control of your own destiny, of your own travel accommodations by having your equipment there with you and being able to educate people along the way. Imagine the eye popping that you would get from from the flight attendants and various people to see, is that a wheelchair? What is that? And now this is our part to self-advocate and to get out there and show people our adaptive equipment and show people why it matters and that this is no longer just a medical conversation. This is about creating innovations that change our planet.
Absolutely. That's well put and that's well said. Hey, Marco, so great to have you back in the fold. Looking forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Marco Pasqua, an accessibility consultant who joined us from Vancouver, British Columbia. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.